Well, numerous farms in the Shenandoah Valley received a little bit of rainfall earlier this week, especially those farms located east of Interstate 81. Overall, however, the Shenandoah Valley remains very dry, and we're not the only area of the country that's really dry.
U.S. topsoil moisture coverage continues to shrink. Meteorologist Brad Rippey with the latest USDA topsoil moisture condition report for the period ending September 14th.
Surplus nationally, just 5% of the U.S. agricultural land reporting surplus topsoil moisture, no change from last week. But the very short-to-short rating has leaped to 44%, and that is up 5 percentage points from the previous week.
With a long list of states reporting significant very short-to-short topsoil moisture condition ratings.
We're seeing numbers now 70% or higher topsoil moisture very short-to-short across the southeastern part of the Corn Belt. Across the Great Plains, that's actually one of our better regions, but we do see the numbers creeping up in a few areas. Flash drought in parts of the interior southeast. Got some pretty lofty numbers there.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thank you, Rod, for that report. I'm Ish on 96.9 WSIG. Real country. Real people.